You may be aware that I love teenagers. Some of you will find that an odd revelation about myself, and some of you will be scratching your heads wondering what on earth is wrong with me. Teenagers are sometimes difficult to love, and I think that may be what makes me love them more. I remember vividly what it was like to go through that stage of life, one that was particularly difficult for me. I also love an event that is hosted by the Episcopal Church called Happening. Happening is a weekend for teenagers to help them enter into a deeper relationship with Jesus and with other teenagers who have already had the experience of Happening. Happening can be a life-changing experience where kids discover, perhaps for the very first time in their lives, that they are truly loved and are precious to God no matter what. Happening is a time where folks leave the struggles of their life back home and experience each other in a way that is in every way a glimpse of the kingdom of God. Over the weekend, there are many talks that deal with life and faith. The very first talk is one called The Mask I Wear. It speaks to the mechanisms we use as masks to hide what we're really feeling inside, to protect ourselves from being hurt or being truly revealed. And I'm going to share this talk with you. And then I promise that I'll talk about the reading from the Gospel of John, because I believe that you will see how the mask talk and the parable of the man born blind are actually related. The mask I wear. Don't be fooled by me. Don't be fooled by the face I wear, for I wear a mask. I wear 1,000 masks. Masks I'm afraid to take off, and none of them are me. Pretending is an art that's second nature with me. But don't be fooled. For God's sake, don't be fooled. I give you the impression that I'm secure, that all is sunny and unruffled with me, within as well as without, that my confidence is my name and coolness my game, and the water's calm and I'm in command, and that I need no one. But don't believe me, please. My surface may be smooth, but my surface is my mask, my ever-varying, ever-concealing mask. Beneath lies no smugness, no complacence. Beneath dwells the real me, in confusion, in fear, in aloneness. But I hide this. I don't want anybody to know it. I panic at the thought of my weaknesses and fear of exposing them. That's why I frantically create my masks to hide behind. They're nonchalant, sophisticated facades to help me pretend, to shield me from the glance that knows. But such a glance is precisely my salvation, my only salvation, and I know it. That is, if it's followed by acceptance, and if it's followed by love. It's the only thing that can liberate me from myself, from my own self-built prison walls. I dislike hiding, honestly. I dislike the superficial game I'm playing, the superficial phony game. I'd really like to be genuine and me. But I need your help, your hand to hold. Even though my masks would tell you otherwise, that glance from you is the only thing that assures me of what I can't assure myself, that I am really worth something. But I don't tell you this. I don't dare. I'm afraid to. I'm afraid you'll think less of me, that you'll laugh, and your laugh would kill me. I'm afraid that deep down I'm nothing and I'm just no good, and you will see this and reject me. So I play my game, my desperate pretending game, with a facade of assurance without and a trembling child within. So begins the parade of masks, the glittering but empty parade of masks. and my life becomes a front. I idly chatter to you in suave tones of surface talk. I tell you everything that's nothing and nothing of what's everything and what's crying within me. So when I'm going through my routine, don't be fooled by what I'm saying. Please listen carefully and try to hear what I'm not saying. Hear what I would like to say, but what I cannot say. It will not be easy for you. Long felt inadequacies make my defenses strong. The nearer you approach me, the blinder I may strike back. Despite what books say of men, I am irrational. I fight against the very thing that I cry out for. You wonder who I am. You shouldn't, for I am every man and every woman who wears a mask. Don't be fooled by me, or at least not by the face I wear. We all wear masks that we hope will protect and shelter us from the outside world. We don't want to be revealed for who we really are. We're afraid that if our true nature is revealed, we will be found to be lacking, to come up short, to not measure up. And what we discover in the gospel today is that Jesus has come to us as the great revealer, the one who calls himself the light of the world and calls us to become lights in the world today. This light, this Jesus who has come into the world, doesn't just brighten things up. He reveals what was previously hidden, or in the shadows, or in the darkness. But what if we're wrong in thinking that our hiding behind our masks protects us? What if the masks that we use to hide from each other and from Jesus were removed? And the revelation is that we are loved no matter what. That even in the darkness of our lives, even our failures, our shortcomings, and our sin cannot overcome the light of love that Jesus has for each of us. No matter what is revealed behind our protective mask, the shields we hide behind, we are loved through and through. All we need to do is accept that truth. But accepting that truth may be harder than it seems. In the parable of the man born blind, the truth of the situation is revealed through a series of shifts and turns. And what is revealed is that the hearts of those we presumed to be fine, upstanding citizens are in fact hard and dark. And the one who was shunned by society is the very one who reveals the reality of Jesus. When all the masks are revealed in this parable, we find that the disciples have fallen into the ancient system of blame. The parents of the man born blind have sheepishly, or worse, turned their backs on their son, and the leaders of the temple who have been entrusted to bring the people to God are in reality acting as barriers to the working of God in their midst. The one who was blind can now see, and the ones who had always had physical sight are revealed to be those who are truly blind. And they seem to be determined to stay that way. Have you ever wondered if the man who gained his sight had wished he remained blind? While he was blind to the world around him, was he sheltered from the reality of what the world is really like? Or did he know all along how harsh the world is and how blind everyone was to the reality of his situation? Did he know that people crossed to the other side of the road to avoid being close to him? Did he hear the nervous whispers and feel the anxious glares? Or was he blissfully blind, thinking only the best of those who time and again passed him by? We all have blinders on, just as we all have masks. The realities that we can't see, the realities that we don't see, and probably even some we won't see because we refuse to open our eyes. I gotta confess, I'm not a huge fan of contemporary Christian music, but there's a song by Michael W. Smith that was playing through my mind as I thought about the man born blind and how Jesus revealed the problem of the day, and how this parable still has great meaning today. The song is entitled, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord." And the first line of the song is, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you." And I would add, "Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, so that we may be revealed by you and to you. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, so that we may see you in all those we meet. Let us see those who are in the shadows, those we would rather be blind to. Remove the darkness that infects our hearts and minds. Shine the light of your love on us so that we may go from here and shine the light of your love to the world around us. Let your light shine on us, Jesus, and let us shine for you. Amen."